Last time I spoke to you on Dharma, perhaps you may remember a few things of what I spoke last time. And in continuation of it, I thought I'll speak to you of the Vedic literature. I had said last time that Dharma, the concept of Dharma, was rooted in the Veda. So I thought, let us explore this Veda to some extent. There are many reasons apart from this as to why I have selected this topic. One important reason is that all students of Auroville are to become world citizens. They have to vibrate with world consciousness. They need to know, therefore, what is this world and the whole world. And to answer this question, there are many approaches. One of them is to find the origin of the world, origin of species which are all around in the world, origin of humanity, original thought of humanity, original aspiration of humanity. This is one of the ways by which we can enter into world consciousness. There are many other approaches also. If you are asked the question, how did humanity think in the beginning of history? Do we know enough of how human beings thought, aspired, worked? What was the motive of human beings? We have today quite a good idea as to what present humanity is thinking. What are the preoccupations of humanity today? Much literature is available to find out what we are thinking, what we are about. But if you are asked the question, do we know what were the first thoughts of humanity? If you open some history books, we are told of prehistoric man, regarding whom we don't have any records. Paleolithic man and Neolithic man, you might come across these two words. The Neanderthal man. There are speculations as to what this Paleolithic man or the Neolithic man, Neanderthal, what they were thinking. They're speculations. But if you are asked the question, do we have any certainty as to what they were thinking? Not speculations, not imaginations, not what we think they were thinking. Do we have records so that we can be certain that they were thinking of this? Now we know that there were many civilizations which flourished in ancient times when people think civilization started. So it's on a large scale that this question has to be raised, in the context of which what I am going to say will have some meaning. I do not want to present Vedic literature as Indian literature, which is very often presented. We had earliest times some civilizations like Egyptian civilization. We had the civilization in Mesopotamia, civilization of China. Civilization of India. And then we hear also of civilizations of Persia, civilization of Greece. Unfortunately, even though great civilizations flourished, we have no historical evidence as to what were the thoughts and aspirations with definiteness among all these ancient records that are available in one form or the other. Like in Egypt, we had the pyramids. And we have paintings in the pyramids which are available. These paintings are being interpreted in many ways. And we imagine what the people of Egypt might be thinking of. But among all these ancient civilizations, there is only one literature available which can give you definite idea with certainty as to what those ancient people thought, what they aspired for. And that is Vedic literature. If you ask the question, most ancient records which we can open and where we can find out with definiteness what exactly were the thoughts and aspirations of ancient people, this is the literature available to us. So I want to present Vedic literature as world literature. It is a common heritage of the whole world, relevant to everybody in the world. Anybody, whether he is European or American or African or Indian or Asian or Australian, whatever, if anybody wants to know with definiteness what ancient people thought and aspired for, they have to refer to this literature because it is available. Now it is available in written form. For a long time it was available only in the oral form. So the first thing I would like to mention is that we are going to explore the thoughts of the ancient people, aspirations of the ancient people, as evidenced in the Vedic literature. That is one aspect of what I am going to say. There is another aspect. Why should we at all inquire into what the ancients had thought? Why? What is the usefulness of it? Relevance of it? There are three answers to this question. What we are today can very often be known when we know better and better what we were yesterday. There is what is called a question of identity. When we ask the question, what are we today? What we are asking basically is a question, what is our identity? What are we? This is our first question. And if what we are today is dependent upon what we were yesterday, and even day before yesterday, then it is worthwhile exploring that ancient time and what ancients thought and aspired for. Maybe what we are doing today is rooted in it. Maybe, may not be. But if you know what was, then we can find out whether we are rooted there or not, and our identity can be known better. That is the first answer to the question. The second answer is that we are today in search of a solution. Why? Because today we are confronting what may be called critical problems. Not only problems, but critical problems. There is a difference between problem and a critical problem. A problem is a question regarding which we have a hope to find a good answer, more or less with some difficulty, with some easiness. But a critical problem is a problem regarding which the answer must be found, and yet that answer is extremely difficult to find. Answer must be found. There are many problems in regard to which answers may not be found, and yet it doesn't matter. But a critical problem is a problem regarding which the answer must be found. It is such a problem that if its answer is not found, we can't move forward. That is the meaning of a critical problem. Now, we are facing today a critical problem or series of critical problems. And we are not able to find answers easily. And yet answers must be found. That is one of the reasons why many people today are looking backward, looking into history. Very often the question is asked, why should we study history at all? One of the basic reasons today why we should study history is that we are confronting critical problems. It is very difficult to find the answers of these critical problems, and the answers must be found. Therefore, we go back into history to see whether anything was thought of in ancient times. If anything was discovered but lost later on, and which you can recover now and which can be useful today to find the answers. This is one of the special reasons why study of history becomes very important today. And that is why many serious people of the world are turning to ancient times, to medieval times, to the past. Not necessary to belong to the past, but the knowledge of the past which can be useful to us today, to the present day, to open the doors of the future. It is a study of the past to aid the future. This is the reason why we should study history. Not to belong to the past, but to create a gateway to the future. It is in that context that the study that we are going to make now, to some extent, in a preliminary manner, could be very useful. And there's a third answer to this question, why should we study these ancient times? The third answer is that whenever we stand at the threshold of the future, at the gateway of the future, we find ourselves automatically summarizing ourselves. This is the psychological process. Whenever you want to move forward, psychologically, always we tend to summarize our past. It is, as it were, the law of the psychological development of mankind. You cannot move forward towards the future unless in a synoptic manner, in a summarizing manner, in a very brief manner, you can have an overview, very rapid overview. Since we are now standing very consciously towards the future, we are all speaking of millennium, isn't it now? The next millennium. And we are all visualizing the next millennium. So when we stand at such a critical moment, it's a very important moment of the future, it is good to summarize the past in a very rapid manner. I don't like the study of history as a record of so many battles and so many conquests and so many dynasties and quarrels of various kinds and intrigues of various kinds. What is very interesting in history is what can stand out in the summary. Ultimately, what is the essential experience that you have gained in the past which will give us an idea as to where we are today and how we can move forward. So it is from these three points of view that I selected this particular topic, glimpses of Vedic literature. Because the Veda contains a definite evidence, not speculation, but definite evidence as to what the ancient people thought and aspired for. Because there is something in the Veda which can be useful to the future, at least inquiring, at least we can inquire into. And those who have studied the Veda, they feel that there is something in the Veda which is very useful to the future. So we can study that aspect. And because while making a leap towards the future, you know, Sri Aurobindo spoke of the mutation of the human species. We are all human beings, and Sri Aurobindo said, man is a transitional being. There is going to be on the earth a new race, new type of human beings, superhuman beings. He spoke of superhumanity, not of humanity, but superhumanity. And particularly because Auroville is designed to be the cradle of that superhumanity, I feel it is very necessary that we know in a summary manner what we are, what kind of apes we are, how much we can jump now, or if we want to make a jump, how shall we jump in the future. Because we need to know this, therefore I suggested that we can share together, open a few pages of the Veda, and learn a bit of it, not so much because there is so much in it, but I cannot propose that we shall study at present all that much, but something. You have still many, many years of study ahead of you. And if at this stage, if you have a few germs, it will be a great aid to you for the future. So this is the reason why I selected this topic. And I invite all of you to share some of the things that I want to present to you.